Business and your money on the Standard. If it seems like everywhere you go these days, there are more services catering to pets, or more specifically to their owners, you're not imagining things. It's a $60 billion industry once you add up all the doggy sweaters and spas. But it also says something about the choices we humans are making when it comes to things like marriage, having kids, putting those things off. A recent development suggests more than just another trend in the pet industry, however. As the Texas Standard's Laura Rice tells us, this one is for eternity.
There are upscale groomers, pet hotels, and now even vending machines for dogs. The Wag-O-Matic canine kiosk vends dog treats, toys, and grooming supplies to eager pets and their owners at the Doghouse Drinkery and Dog Park in Leander, just north of Austin. But that's not the sound of the business trend we're talking about. It's this one.
This is one of our viewing and visitation rooms, and there's a lot of families that maybe want to have that opportunity for a final goodbye or want to come in and see their pet out of a clinical setting. And so this is one of two viewing rooms that we have.
The Pet Loss Center in Austin is having its grand opening today. Colleen Ellis is its co-founder. On the day we met, she was wearing a bright pink dress and matching lipstick. And fair warning, she's a hugger. Ellis says she had been working in the human funeral service industry when she lost her own pet, Miko.
She was an absolute little mutt. I got out of the shelter right after I got my first big girl house. She was my family, if you will. And when she died, I had been looking around to find those pet loss operations that handled her, much like I knew we handled people when we lost a loved one. And I didn't find that. I didn't find what I expected it to be, or what I was wanting, if you will.
So she created what she wanted, which is basically a pet funeral home. Besides visitation rooms, there's a wall full of urns and memorial jewelry and decorative stones. Then there's what goes on in the back area, which isn't beautiful, but Ellis says it's just as important.
As you can see up on the top of all of the chambers, which is what the proper name is for the area where the pets will go in to be cremated, you'll see a barcode so that at every step of the way, our veterinary partners and our pet parents know exactly where their pets are at in this process.
You may have noticed a little twist on vocabulary here. Not pet owners, but pet parents, and often fur kids or babies rather than animals or pets.
My wife and I, we've been married for 5 years and no human children yet, no real plans to, but we love our little Portia and Eleanor, so...
Nick Padlow is Ellis's business partner, and Portia and Eleanor are his dogs. Padlow's story is increasingly common among millennials, as well as more and more baby boomers with empty nests who are replacing kids and grandkids with pups and grandpuppies. But Ellis says it's now been close to a decade since this trend really took off. And unfortunately, that's the end of the lifespan for some of these pets.
Gosh, if you really think about it, what our pet parents have done today with the elevation of doggy facials or those high-end doggy bakeries or whatever it may be, kitty cafes. But from all of those, it really kind of segues in into if they're doing all that in life, then they're going to want to do something in death as well.
And the demand does seem to be there. But just as not every pet parent will spend $20 on a bottle of blueberry facial scrub for their mutt, not everyone will wish to have their pet's ashes in a decorative urn. But there are those options now. And particularly when grief is involved, Ellis says there should be no room for judgment.
Whether it's a boa constrictor or a goldfish or a gerbil or whatever it may be, people form relationships with all sorts of animals, and we honor all of that here.
Which is to say, a place for the dearly departed, as much as their loved ones, to find some comfort and rest. I'm Laura Rice for the Texas Standard.